Today's message is a very special message because it's a very good example of how the Holy Spirit comes in and just touches Brother Freedom, and suddenly he's lifted up in the power of the Holy Ghost and he moves from the area of the natural into the supernatural. So please listen and just notice when it begins to lift. It really touched my spirit, and I know it will touch yours if you're open to the move of the Holy Ghost. Please listen to this whole message. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. We hope that you're standing true with the Lord, because a lot of folks are losing ground. We're glad that you're here because we believe that there are some things that the Holy Spirit would like to give you that help you gain some ground in God's kingdom. That's why Brother Freedom's here, and that's what his ministry is all about, touching people's lives by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for how real you are. Even though people may not believe you're real, we know you are because we've seen your glorious handiwork. Thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Freedom, anointing him, and thank you, Lord, for putting your wonderful touch upon the ears and the total being of this listener who's listening right now via the internet. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike is going to come and read some scripture for us.
This is the 12th chapter of Romans, starting in the first verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. Or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another.
Thank you very much. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We pray that you'll come down in a mighty way this day. Touch the hearts, the people wherever this word goes to, and I pray it'll be exactly what they need. Help them this day and help everywhere their need is of you. And I pray that you'll touch them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Uphold them. Father, we just thank you for your favor in our lives. We thank you for your countenance, your blessing. Oh, Lord, touch us in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1 is, it's really where, years ago, I've heard the pastor really stress this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, that's quite something to achieve. A living sacrifice. But the Bible says that. I don't think it would say it if the Lord didn't want to try to work to that end. A living sacrifice, the way I see it, is someone, he's putting his life right out for God to use it. The old days, a sacrifice, he took the best sheep, the ram, or the best one you could put for the sacrifice. And the turtle doves and all these other, it was the first choice. It was the very best sacrifice. But here God sent a personal sacrifice. That's for us. And then it says it's only for your reasonable service. And I've heard people that argue, oh, God wouldn't say it. But he does. He did say that. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That little word, holy, I don't think it means so much as out here that you don't have any dirt on you. Not so much the outside, the inside, what I believe. It's talking about what you're made up on the inside. See, what we see in the outside, it's just the outside clothing of the temple. But God says we are the temple of the living God. And I believe that we are to try to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Now in Israel, when the children of Israel was in Egypt, the death angel was going to come by, they put a sacrifice to every home. The oldest son was going to be taken if he didn't have that sacrifice. And Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they didn't think anything about it, but their older son and all the families were dead that night. When the Lord told Abraham, says, I want you to take your son Isaac up as a sacrifice unto me. But you know, I thought about that, how that's really something hard to do, but Abraham loved God that much. He knew that's what he must do. And I hear you, I just see how Isaac's sitting there all bound up and Abraham's getting his arms up on his knife ready to bring death to his son. The angel says, hold, go to the thicket. And there God should supply the sacrifice. It's out of our heart. A lot of sacrifices from our heart. Abraham didn't have to go through what God told him to do. And I believe that Abraham had that kind of trust in God, that God, somehow, we're going to come through this, Isaac. We're going to be okay, but we're going to do what God says to do. And I believe that sometimes we as God's people have to do this through life. We have to go through a situation. It's a sacrifice to keep going. But you're doing it because you believe on the end of it, God is going to be there with you and take you through it. You don't grumble. You don't backstep. Backstep, that means you're trying to back out of it. No, you stay there in it. He says, in the thicket, the ram right there. And I believe that's where we're to take a living sacrifice happens more than once. It continually happens. Sometimes you have to sacrifice to do what you might, in the natural, you think it's a sacrifice, but in the other way, it's not a sacrifice. It's for you. It's going to bless you. If the Lord told you to do something, and you say, well, I don't think I can quite do that, that's what that young man came to Jesus that time, says, what I must do to be a follower of you? And Jesus says, well, he goes through the whole plan, and then he says, also, take up that cross and follow me. And the Bible said the young man went away sorrowfully. He could not do that. So sometimes we want to follow in something that where we have the strings, I'll give you this, Lord, but I don't, please don't take this. But see, God, he sees this as, if you would give it to him, you wouldn't have to give it anyway. It's that ownership of us having that gift that we won't want to release it, and then that interferes with God. He wants us to have a cheerful giving, out of our heart giving, that we might be that living sacrifice that God said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I see you have loved me and all these things. I'll promote you. I'll bless you. The Bible shows it many times. He adds to it, multiplies. That giving is something that God has used all the way through the Bible. And I think that's why, because sometimes we want to hang on to something. I've seen people that, when I was first married, my wife and I knew them, there's certain child and a couple families was just way up here and God took them away home. Anything, if we hold it so dearly that God can't get a hold of it, he says, hey, it's me or that. And sometimes, and someone said, well, I can give you all this, but I cannot give you this. And what we want to give him, God's not interested in, and God's not too interested in the other. He just wants us to be willing to give it. That's the part we have to give it with a cheerful heart. If we give something, it should be because we want to. It shouldn't be because he's commanded us to do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of times we sacrifice, but we're still a little bit tight about it. We're a little bit worried about it. We're a little bit troubled about it. Sometimes we give it and say, okay, then I'll give it. No, Lord. Do we love it? Do we love him? A living sacrifice is beyond, it's a continuation all the way. Because a sacrifice once, no, we gotta continue. It's a continuance. It's like when the premiums keep coming. We just don't pay a premium generally one time. We have to keep, and this is the way that we're made in a life of living and receiving, giving, taking in and giving away. When this stops, we stop in our relationship. It continues. I will praise, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That is a living sacrifice. It's that continuous of praising Him. It's not more than just money. I'm not saying, but in our whole being, we're to continually praise God. We're continually, I bless you, Lord. I praise you. God is more into our praise from the heart than anything else. Many times we want to do things, but God says, I want, just praise me. Just love me. That's what God seeks. A living sacrifice. To put your, Lord, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. It's so good. I see the Gamashila. The glory of God is alive. We get so sad in our disposition sometimes that we can't praise. Bible says, make a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that He is God. He's the man, one that has made us. With the sheep of His pasture, enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. That's a continuance. It's a continuance of love offerings. It's a continuance of, oh, Father God, I thank you. Every day, I love you. It's not just one day of the week. Oh, Father, I thank you. I'm so tired. No. Lord, I thank you. Thank you that you give me this little bit of time. My arm is not best, but I praise Him. Give me my arm right now, Lord. I thank you for your healing touch. I thank you that you're real. That continues. It can't die. That's why we're to be a living sacrifice. We got to continue living and praising God. We're not just a sacrifice there to, oh, that does it over. No, it's continued. It's continuation all the time. It don't stop. When it stops, it gets dead. When you continue, it's alive. And that's what's wrong with our churches. We stopped way too many years ago. It's got real stagnant. It's got very stale. Some of it gets very dead. We need that continuous, the confirming of God's glory, that we're alive unto God, but dead to sin. Alive. In Romans, it talks about being alive. And that's living sacrifice. It's alive. And we come a sheen of a kuma sila. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. It's alive. If you haven't done that out there through the world right now, you need to praise God. You need to love Him. You need to say, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I see that. I am fearful. When something gets well, something else, I'm like an old wore-out machine. I fall apart. Especially since I've had this stroke. Everything just falls like the wheels fall off. Everything falls off. But I can still praise Him whether the wheels fall off. I praise Him because out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. Out of my belly, living water shall flow through me. God wants it to be a vessel of praise, of honor. Tell the world that God is my Heavenly Father. It's my Father that I want to praise. It's my Jesus that I want to praise. I want the Spirit of God to know me. I want to walk in His strength, in His power, in His direction. We spend so much time debating with people about programs when you need to be on God's program all the time. Every day you need to be on fire with God, alive. We're going to miss Him when He comes to the clouds of glory unless we do this. Because He's coming soon and we have to keep this vigil till He comes. I must be ready at that time. I must continually motivate myself. I must continually be in the presence of God. Last night I had a dream, a bad one. It was terrible. And I've never seen so much wickedness. The Lord said, this is coming. It started out trying to be good to someone. Ended up, these people was running over me. It was despicable what was happening. But that's what Satan does. You give him 1 inch, he takes him to you. I just wanted to give, they asked them for a place to stay. I says, come in. And then it just went, here comes more. There's this imps of hell coming in. But I still held my ground. This last days, this is going to happen. And at the same time, the Lord, about an hour before that, I don't know when I was awake, but it's about the oil. The Lord was showing me how that this symbolic is not just the oil. There's going to be bad things are coming in this earth right now. Things are going to come here that we've never had before. We don't have to be afraid, those that love God. God is your ally. He's your Savior. He's your friend. He is your Almighty God that wants to live in you, that you can live in a living sacrifice when the days get bad, when they get sad. I mean, these people that I met were terrible. They was terrible. I can't explain how bad they were. It was the most hideous, but I know what it means. That's what it's going to be without the Spirit of God. And that living sacrifice is the way that we got to stay living. We got to live this every day. It's a personal sacrifice. It's no sacrifice, but if you want to say so, I'm going to, yes, I'll sacrifice if I have to, but I want it to be a living sacrifice. It's for God. It's no sacrifice worth living because I freely give it to Him. I want to give Him my all. I want to give Him my direction. I want to give my countenance, my mind, my being needs to be elevated into His presence. That I might be able to walk in the glory of God. That I might walk in the elevation of God the Father, God the Son, and by the Holy Ghost, by His supernatural power that comes down from heaven to enlighten us in a place towards heaven. That I might be that living sacrifice, that living power of God. That I might elevate myself to a place of God and say, well done, my faithful. Well done, my child. I love you. Oh, come us. If you can just know when you praise Him, all the glory, imps of hell flee, all the power of darkness goes. And you must have Him this last hour. You must live it as a living sacrifice. If you'll live it as a living sacrifice, you'll have command legions to flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Call on Me, and He'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Because when you're not giving your all, it's hard to call upon God. Because you're guilty. And then time you're guilty, your heart won't let you. I said, oh, Lord. No, Lord, you know I'm right. You can come with boldness and the throne of grace. And if you don't come live with a living sacrifice, you cannot come boldly. You're going to, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better. When you speed down the highway too fast, you pick your, know that He was there because He was out of order. And many times in our lives, we get a little out of order. God wants to bring us back in to where we can be a living sacrifice. Basically, that is the bottom line, that we'll be a living sacrifice, that walk in His obedience, not conform to this world, but be transformed by the what? The renewing of your mind. By the renewing. How do we do that? Seeking God. The renewing is having not fellowship with darkness, having fellowship with God, having my inside towards heaven. I don't even care about this other filth. Those people last night, they're a bunch of trash. God is bigger than the trash. He'll help you. He'll erase that from you. It don't even bother you. But without the supernatural power of God, very shortly, you're not going to be able to conduct business because it takes a supernatural encounter with God to have that covering. God wants to cover you, that you'll be a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable God. Yourself, you can't do it. But God will make you more than conquerors through Him that loves us. By the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. This scripture right here is what I, 30, 40 years ago, I prayed this every day till God really come down. And that's what I went for. That good, acceptable, perfect will of God might be in me. The perfect will. The perfect. The Shekinah Columbus. The Shekinah glory comes by being that living sacrifice. The Spirit of God alive in you. Without that, you're, I want to say dead, but you're not really totally alive with God. You might be living, but living, you want a living sacrifice for God. And you'll be alive in Him when you're dead to the hidden things. When you've had anger. When you have lust. When you're hateful. All these things bring shame to God. Because God wants us to be a living sacrifice. Like He told about Job. He told the enemy, if you consider my son Job, oh, if you pull that hedge away from Job, Job will
not serve you. God says, just do it. You can't touch his life. And Job says, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. Though God slay me, oh, Kamashita, though God slay me, a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice, though God slay me. All this, everything stripped him. How he come back, and God blessed him. But he stayed true. Though God slay me, we can stay true to the living God. Though God slay me, I'll still stay true to the living God. Though God slay me, I can walk in his presence. I can walk in his power. I can walk not defeated, but I walk alive. When I pray for the sick, I know they shall recover. I can walk in victory. Heart be healed right now. In Jesus' name, the power of God is here alive to bring you into a positive relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants to live within you in these last days. He wants to be partners. He wants to guide you. He wants to help you. He wants you to be a, just in a survival, but he wants you to be a more than conqueror. We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing. I'm persuaded nothing. You must be persuaded out there this night, wherever you are, and France or in Italy, through the world. We must be all persuaded. Nothing can keep you down. You're a sacrifice. God wants you to live your life such a way that you're a living sacrifice. He can count on you. He knows what street you live in. He says, Matt, I know where my daughter is. I know where my son is. I know they're going to be here. They're going to praise me this day. And I'm going to, God will bless you. God will enrich you. He'll strengthen you. He'll make you more than conquerors through him which loves you. This last hour, we need to have power, and you can't have power unless we do with God. We have to have that election sure that the Spirit of God's alive within them. Oh, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. His right hand, pleasures evermore. And if you want to have the pleasures of God, you have to go in God's way. God is greater than what your problem is. He's greater than the situation that you can walk in him. You can walk in his joy. But a living sacrifice means praising God, loving him, continuous. It's no stopping. It's like electric motor. Electric motor is real powerful because it never stops. It combustion engine fires and it rotates. It fires. Electric motor just keeps spinning. That's what we gotta be. We gotta keep spinning with God. We're in balance. Combustion type engine, you have to watch the balance and all things, and the different speeds change the balance, and so you're gonna have to run them in different ranges where, once in a perfectly balanced, when we stay perfectly balanced and praising God and His glory, the tides at times, the weather can get bad, situation get bad, but you can know greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come unto me, all of you weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. You'll find strength, you'll find the anointing. God bless you all, pray that God will bless you. You need to seek God and that living sacrifice that you can have someone around you. If you're praising, you're going to be a testimony right where you are. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. Strengthen this day in the mighty name. In the name of Jesus, amen. If any need prayer, whatever your need is, call sin and we'll pray for it. We're going to believe now that God's going to touch you, whatever your need is, in a very powerful way. Believe with us, we believe with you that God's going to keep you that day, and we're going to meet you again in heaven, and on the way there, it's going to be quite a ride when we get on board, and it's going to be a great time. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All I can say is praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Glory to God.